This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. So Ron, it's kind of crazy that we're together again. I mean, I guess you can say we're together, but in a different way, right? It's just we've been on a wild ride, one that I didn't think would come to this point, but I've never been so sexually satisfied and so fucking horny all the time. It's just, you know, and it all had to do with my daughter. You know, my daughter, Katie, who, God bless her, she's just been such a pain in my ass. And, you know, I had to call you, right? Because she, you know, was coming off of being addicted to crack, like a filthy fucking whore. You know, had her two daughters, Lily and Mandy. And I mean, I wanted her to have a roof over her head, so I put her in that trailer in the backyard. But Jesus Christ, it's like she couldn't get out of my wallet. And you know me, I've always considered myself a good mom, but Jesus Christ, I mean, she's a grown adult and I can't be supporting her all the time. So that's when I called you, because, you know, I remember back in the day finding that child porn on your computer. And I did say something to you, but I just chose to ignore it. And we just really didn't talk about it. I mean, yeah, it upset me because, you know, I have never been into like kids or child porn, obviously, but, you know, I was sitting there thinking, like, how can I help my daughter make money? And that's when I thought about you. I thought, okay, so I trust Ron. You know, I've always thought you were a really stand-up guy. So I knew you didn't have ill intentions towards my grandbabies and my daughter. So I thought, you know, what's the harm in offering you to have your own personal child porn? You know, take your own pictures of my grandbabies. And you were so cute, Ron. You were so cute because you were so reluctant at first. I figured I'd offer this to you and you'd take me up in like the snap of a fingers, but you were, I don't know, I guess you were nervous or something. And I get it. You had never done anything like that before, but you know, it was the perfect situation for you. And luckily you agreed. And I don't think I ever told you, Katie, when I told her what was going to happen, how you were going to come over and take pictures of her babies, my grandbabies, she thought I was insane. But you know by now, just as well as me, that Katie always will listen to me. And now you. I mean, she's so meek and easily manipulated. And maybe it's the drug addict in her, you know? She didn't spend her early adulthood learning about the world. She spent it high. So I think maybe that's it sometimes, you know? She just doesn't know how to stand up for herself. But, you know, it worked for you, didn't it? It worked for me. Because you paid her, what, $100 a week at first? Taking photos of her daughters 3 days a week. Little did she know I was collecting the other $100. I mean, I was the hookup. I pimped out my daughters or my granddaughters to you, but I mean, I trusted you. And for a while there, you kept it really PG. You did, I learned the term non-nudes. You took pictures of Lily and Mandy clothed, and I'm sure they were hot and all, but when I found out that you were only doing clothes pictures, that's when I suggested that, okay, let's bring the grandbabies to my place when Ron comes over. Katie could have her special quiet time, and I could help you make it a little bit more worth your money. Because I knew Ron. I knew that you wanted to see Lily, who's 5 years old. I knew you wanted to see her nude. And I knew that you wanted to see Mandy nude. And you were so, I mean, this is why I offered you, because even then you were reluctant. You know, when I told them to come out of grandma's room in just our panties, I swear you about had a heart attack. And not because they were so sexy, but because you were, I don't know, scared or nervous or something. But I made you feel better, didn't I? Yeah, I encouraged you to take your own filthy, perverted pictures of those two cute little girls in their little Disney princess panties. Mm-hmm. And we had fun for a while. It was fun for me. I mean, I could go to the thrift store and find them sexy little girl clothes. I mean, did you not love when I bought Lily, like, dresses that were probably supposed to fit on Mandy? I put her in clothes that were too tiny for her. You know, putting her in dresses where you could see her little ass. And you loved it. And what I loved watching you try to control yourself. I think that was the hottest thing, Ron. Watching you look at Lily and Mandy with lust in your eyes. And it's like I could see you holding back. It was so fucking sexy because I wanted to know what would happen if you didn't hold back. And, you know, the funniest part, too, was how we continued to, well, here, I will take responsibility how I manipulated Katie even more. Because, you know, I slowly got you to where you were taking full-on nudes of the girls. And that was really easy to talk to girls into that, just to say we were having naked time, naked play time, and even grandma getting naked with them to make them more comfortable. But I knew you weren't looking at me. I knew that you were looking at their young, underage bodies. And I surprised myself because it turned me on. Like I said, to watch the look in your eyes. Not like I've never, you know, been a pedophile sympathizer or whatever, but I don't know, maybe it was the corruption or the pushing you out of your shell that turned me on. But honestly, when I think back, I kept getting turned on thinking about your big adult hands on their tiny little bodies. I became obsessed with that thought. And so when I taught the girls how to pose like big girls, you know, like get on the floor and open their legs, that's when I encouraged you to come over and have a little touch. Do you remember the first time you touched Lily and Mandy? Mm-hmm. I do. I remember your shaking hands, getting closer and closer to Lily's five-year-old's open legs, and how hot it looked to see you touch that bald slit, watching your finger just glide up and down that slit. And then you looking over at Mandy, I could tell you, I mean, obviously you love to molest little Lily, but I could tell you were practically drooling to molest Mandy. And so I took over for Lily. You watched me molest Lily as you took your hand and touched Mandy's little two-year-old pussy. It was the hottest thing I had ever seen. We did that for a while, just touching them and teaching the girls, you know, to not tell their mommy, to not tell anyone. And they didn't, like the good little girls they were. They didn't know. That was what was so hot about it, too, is they were so young. We could easily groom them, right? And tell them that this was completely normal, that it was just a game. A special game they got to play with Grandma and her friend Ron. And do you remember that one time? Well, I had you first take out your cock while you were molesting them, having that special playtime. And you were doing it all, you know, secretively. But do you remember the time that I made it not so secret? I told Lily to look down at Mr. Ron's, at his pee-pee. And the look on her face when she saw your hard cock, the curiosity in her eyes. And I talked her into taking her little hand and touching it, making it bounce. And then when I talked her into kissing it and putting it into her mouth, and gosh, her little five-year-old mouth could barely open for the width of your cock. And then that was the time it happened, where I finally got to see the monster behind those eyes that I was wanting to see. Because when Lily wrapped her little lips around your cock, you kind of lost control, didn't you, Ron? You took her by the side of her head and thrust deeper into her mouth, and she barely took any of it, that shallow little kindergarten mouth of hers. But you fucked her little mouth. She screamed and cried. And you just kept her situated onto your cock, and you used my five-year-old granddaughter as the hottest fucking thing I've ever seen, watching her little two-year-old sister look on. God, I mean, my pussy's throbbing right now thinking about that, just how normalized throat rape we made to little Mandy in that moment. God, and my mind was racing, thinking, if a two-year-old saw this at her age, what she would be like in a couple years. You know, God, it was just so fucking hot. And that's when we got a little concerned, you know, about Katie finding out. Because Lily, I mean, let's face it, I think you hurt her little throat that day. And that's when you came in with your manipulation. You had the idea of bringing crack rocks over, telling Katie, my daughter, you know, you had crack and you didn't do it, so you needed to do something with it. And that turned me on to just that simple thought, that we were feeding my daughter drugs, just to get what you wanted, what we wanted. And then what was so fucked up, you and I started fucking, right? Because we were just so turned on by molesting and fucking my granddaughter's mouths. And we both agreed how hot it would be if Katie was in the room. You know, if Katie was forced to watch her own mother and you rape her daughters. And that's where the crack, you know, really was useful, right? We'd get my daughter high, get her zonked out of her fucking brain, and then watch you molest and rub your cock all over her little girls. And I'd be telling you, you know, go ahead, rape my granddaughters in front of me, in front of their mom. Fucking do it, Ron. And you didn't want to. Remember, you didn't, you were so afraid to do it. And I get it. I get it. That would make you an actual child rapist. You know, a real fucking sex offender, a child fucker. So I get that, but fuck did I want to see it. And I just had to keep working you, pushing you. I mean, I knew you would do it. I knew you had the balls to do it. And you're a good man, Ron, so I know you were fighting against that. But remember how I got it done? How I just told you, I tempted you to take your cock and just, because you like to rub it against their faces, their little bodies, their flat chests. And I told you, why don't you just rub the tip of your cock between Lily's lips and between Mandy's lips? Fuck, that was so hot. The size difference. They're tiny little kitty pussies, you know, against your grown adult cock. It was so fucking hot. And I knew with just a little bit of dirty talking that eventually you would just not be able to stand it. You would need to know what it felt like. And you were rubbing the tip of your cock between Lily's five-year-old pussy. And I was just whispering in your ear, come on, Ron. You know you want to feel what it's like to force the tip of your cock inside. Don't you want to fuck five-year-olds in front of her mom, her fucking high as fuck mom, forcing Katie to watch you rape her daughter? Push it in. Show me, Ron, how much of a kitty fucker, child rapist you are. Show me how much you want to fuck this little girl, my granddaughter. All you gotta do is just push it in, and you did. You finally fucking did. And I had to hold Lily down. God, because she was trying to wiggle away from you, screaming. And I look over at Mandy, and she's just high as fuck, staring off, staring at you, but not able to fucking move. And I'm holding Lily down, holding her legs open for you as you kept pushing in. It was like it didn't fit, Ron. That was so fucking hot. And just all of a sudden you broke through, didn't you? It almost popped open. You tore it open and you raped my five-year-old granddaughter right there as I held her legs open, as her little sister watched on. I made Mandy look on. I made her look. I said, look what good girls do. Good girls open their legs for Ron and take it. And gosh, she was just wiggling all over the place, being a good little rape doll for you, Ron, wasn't she? I bet that wiggling, squirming five-year-old kindergarten pussy felt so fucking good. And the streaks of blood on your cock just made it even more hot. And you went in you had a hard time. I know you did. Deciding if you really wanted to rape Mandy. I know you had a hard time with that. But the more, all those days that went by where you raped Lily over and over again. Well, you still molested Mandy. You still fingered her. But, you know, I knew eventually you'd need a taste of two-year-old pussy. I kind of had to force you into it. I kind of had to, but I knew you wanted it, Ron. I knew you wanted it. And I had you sit on that couch. Katie was over there, you know, smoking a pipe, getting herself high, pretending like the rape of her daughters wasn't fucking happening. And I put Mandy, her tiny body, picked her up under her armpits because she's so tiny. Brought her over to you, and I helped push that two-year-old fuck meat down on you because she was no longer my granddaughter in that moment. She was just a cute little piece of fuck meat that I wanted to stretch open for you. I wanted you to feel the inside of a toddler, a two-year-old, and I spit so much lubing up that two-year-old fuckhole. I pushed down so much. My granddaughter looking at me, hugging me, trying to beg. But I kept pushing. I kept pushing her down. And you barely got in there. It was frustrating, though. It was frustrating trying to fuck a two-year-old hole. And that's when I figured, let's get that little asshole full. Let's fuck her two-year-old asshole. Ron, I pushed her down on you, didn't I? I pushed her down successfully, all the way down, balls deep, and her little two-year-old asshole. I bounced a fucking two-year-old on your fucking dick, calling you a pedophile rapist, and how much it turned me on to see you anally rape my granddaughter, to fuck you with my two-year-old granddaughter. It was so fucking hot. It was so hot knowing that your load was forced inside my two little granddaughter fuck meets while her mom watched on, fucked up beyond her mind. And now we have the best little groomed girls, don't we? They're practically living here. And I don't care. I hope she gets so strung out that she moves out, because I want you to fuck these two girls every day. I want your cum raped deep inside their underage bodies. I want them to grow up being raped and mind-fucked. Mind-fucked to know that rape equals love. Because I don't fucking care. That's their mom's fault for being a cracked out fucking whore. And I love making sure that pedo cock is emptied and milked into those two precious little girls. And we're going to start a kiddie porn career soon. I'm going to start filming because I think it just turns me on to think about even more pedophiles getting off to my granddaughters being raped. Plus, it's a way for us to make a little extra cash. And who knows? I mean, maybe we'll use Katie and breed her, make us some more little rape dolls. We're going to be the happiest couple.